This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The future of skyscrapers has been in doubt since the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center. Some architects still believe very tall buildings are a good idea. Others don't. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
The skyscraper is a marvel of engineering, a thrilling landmark, an act of egotism and ingenuity. The French have a fine word for it.
Gratte-ciel.
Gratte-ciel.
Yeah, a skyscraper.
It's literally scraping the sky, but it sounds much more vicious in French, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You could just hear the nails scraping against that. Gratte-ciel. There's a certain act of audacity to it, too, isn't there?
I think so, and it clearly was a big part of why the early skyscrapers were built.
To be audacious, to make a corporate statement, New York's Chrysler Building in 1930, later Chicago's Sears Tower, built to outdo the other guy. And so American, says Witold Rybczynski, professor of urbanism at the University of Pennsylvania.
The skyscraper isn't just something we invented, it represents us in almost perfect way, because this is a big country and we've always liked big things.
Some cultures build piazzas, plazas, boulevards, Rybczynski says. America builds tall, 110 stories tall, in the case of the World Trade Center towers, brash, big, and, as we've seen, targets for terrorism. The attacks on the towers cast shadows on the viability of skyscrapers. But Leslie Robertson, who was one of the structural engineers most responsible for those towers, thinks we will have 110-story buildings again.
We will. Right now, under construction in Shanghai, is a building that's taller than any building that's ever been constructed. In Hong Kong, there's one building under construction, another building under design.
Engineers and architects love to build these buildings. They're very challenging technically.
Urban expert Witold Rybczynski.
But of course, it's not their money. There's absolutely no logical reason to do this in Manhattan or anywhere else, for that matter.
Rybczynski says we're past the days when height signified power and superiority.
The fact that you have the world's tallest building in Kuala Lumpur doesn't really prove that Kuala Lumpur is the world's greatest city, because it isn't.
Architect Bruce Fowle thinks tall buildings are fine, but not too tall. His firm, Fox and Fowle, designed the 48-story Condé Nast building near Times Square. Bruce Fowle says once you go beyond 50 stories, a building gets inefficient and worse.
There's a point where high-rise buildings, really tall high-rise buildings, are, in my estimation, are really irresponsible.
Instead of fitting into the urban environment, they stick out like really tall buildings and can be dehumanizing, Bruce Fowle thinks, because they disengage themselves from the street and from pedestrians. To urbanist Witold Rybczynski, a 100-plus story skyscraper is obsolete and has been for years.
The problem with very tall buildings is that they're full of elevators and you end up building a kind of elevator shaft. And, of course, you don't rent the elevators, you rent the office space.
So it stops making economic sense, Rybczynski thinks. Uneconomical, illogical, obsolete, and since September 11th, tall buildings have begun to seem dangerous. Structural engineer Leslie Robertson disagrees with that argument, too.
Most of the buildings that are struck by airplanes are low buildings, they're not tall buildings. So are we going to design low buildings to resist attack by airplanes? I don't think so.
In fact, Leslie Robertson and his collaborators built the World Trade Center to withstand the impact of a Boeing 707 aircraft. There were no heavier 767s when the towers were being designed in the 1960s. But they designed for the possibility of an accidental crash, not a suicide attack. You can't design for every contingency, Robertson says, and you shouldn't. Nor should you give up the exuberance and wonder of skyscrapers simply to avoid unpredictable risks. Leslie Robertson, who worked on the towers that once defined Manhattan's skyline, says, with a mixture of responsibility, conviction, and agony, that tall buildings must continue taking people to magical places.
Those who missed the views from the World Trade Center in the afternoon. Gosh. was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Structural engineer Leslie Robertson. His office is on the 47th floor of a building near Ground Zero in Manhattan. Architect Bruce Fowle works on the 11th floor, the top floor of his New York building. And University of Pennsylvania professor of urbanism Vitold Rybczynski works at home on the second floor of his house. All three men believe in the future of skyscrapers. They only differ on how high new buildings should climb. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.